or not was acquiesced to let you know you are correct. We will go beyond 9 o'clock today. I thought we were going to fit our whole show between the 2 hours, but we have so many guests today, and why cut anyone short?
Not a problem. Not a problem at all. In fact, we are going to stretch it even further by taking a brief timeout so we can get another picture taken over here. So another moment of silence.
Well, then I'll introduce Donna Kelly Sprinkle from the Avon branch of the library.
We'll look over here at Terry.
You're supposed to take the picture.
Big smile.
Because I can't talk. Because he'll say, if you move your lips while you're taking a picture, you're having your mouth wide open. So I'm trying to use my ventriloquist talents to keep my mouth closed.
Oh, here we go.
Are you done with the picture?
Well, we'll see.
See what it's worth.
Let's carry on.
Picture worth a thousand words, I guess, is it worth. Donna, good morning.
Good morning.
What's new at the library? What's on the marquee outside the library this morning?
Oh, geez, what's actually on the sign?
It's kind of a trivia question, I guess, because you might have put it up a while ago.
You know what? We have so many things going on, and we can't even fit everything on the marquee outside. And I know you guys always look ahead into what's coming up at the library, so I was actually curious as to which programs piqued your interest and that you want to know about.
Well, I can tell you what, the one that caught
grossology,
my attention, yes, grossology.
We had the Let It Rot from the people from the Garden Center for the composting event.
Is it something about Avon?
I don't know.
Let It Rot, grossology, well, I don't know.
I don't know, let's find out. This is
grossology is a science fun program, and it's geared towards school-age kids, and they will just be learning about different gross things about the human body and doing some experiments, safe, fun experiments to satisfy their need for a little grossness.
Who does those experiments with them? Who from the library staff says,
well,
that's me, right?
We have a really talented staff, and we, you know, that they just kind of gravitate toward programs that they're good at. And this one is designed to be fun and educational and have a science connection. And Kelsey DeCoste is the library staff that's doing that. And she actually has an education background. So she'll be doing that program, and I'm sure it will be lots of fun.
You've got the STEM coding. We've heard about that. A lot of libraries, schools are sort of introducing coding to kids of all ages. What age is this for?
It's actually, I think, third grade and up. And we have been offering coding technology-related programs as often as we can for the last few years. We actually started with a relationship with the High School Tech Club, and they would come over and help us offer some programs for middle school age, elementary, and now we are offering a coding club once a month. And one of our staff, again, one of our talented staff who happens to have some skill in that area, is doing the coding club. And they do different things like they work on an online beginner level coding, Scratch, through MIT. It's a web-based learning. And then they also, we have little Spheros. They're just like little ball-shaped robots, and they can program them and make them go through mazes and things. So they do all kinds of little activities that help them learn that beginning logic that you need in order to do coding.
Is this, maybe, I don't know if you know the answer, is the coding they're using applicable coding, or is it coding designed within this sort of software just to show them how you relate things together to make this?
That's exactly what it is.
Okay.
A lot of it is drag and drop for the younger kids, and it teaches them the logic that this has to happen, then this has to happen, and then this has to happen in order for you to get the end
result. And then if it doesn't happen, go back through and figure out where they made the error or the mistake.
Yeah, if their little Spiro turns right instead of left, they have to go back and figure out what they did wrong and fix it. So it's the beginning stages, and they have so much fun with it. They just don't want to quit. So, yes.
So let's go from third graders to perhaps adults, because here's something I've never seen before, offered by a library for sure, Books and Brews. What's that all about?
Well, I can't even think how. I think maybe we've been doing it since last summer. And this is a book group. plain and simple book group, but you come and check out your book at the library, read it, and then get together at the Avon Brewing Company. It's once a month on a Wednesday evening, and get together and discuss the book. And the good thing is then, of course, there is all kinds of good food and drink available if you want to combine it with your book discussion and your dinner. So
you have somebody leading that discussion.
I do.
Right?
One of our staff goes there and leads the book discussion group, just as she would for our afternoon group at the library, just a different location. So I think we did that to maybe attract maybe a different group, a different type of reader. The book selections might be a little bit different than in the afternoon book group, which has typically been maybe an older retired group, and there tends to be a little bit of a younger group at the group that meets at the Avon Brewing Company, or a more varied group. Mm-hmm.
Have you done that before, moving it off-site to attract maybe another audience?
This is the first time that we've done that for the book group. But we do all kinds of things outside the library besides the book group. Would you like to hear about some of those? Okay, so I would like to share with you our April 14th event at the Every Child's Playground, if I may. The library has been really fortunate to be involved in the Every Child's Playground planning from early on, and three literacy components are incorporated into that, and we're actually really excited to have a kickoff on April 14th for this, and we're going to have our first story time in the woods, and then the city is planning a big event around that with all kinds of vendors and local businesses coming, and it's all free for families. But we are going to be doing a story time in the woods. The mayor will read the first book, and then one of our staff will finish up on that. We'll do walks. There's a story trail over there at the playground, and we'll take walks around the story trail, and then families can stay and enjoy the playground for the day. And it's just it's an effort to get everybody out and help them know about the playground.
Explain the story trail.
Okay, the story trail is there's a wooded play area for children behind the playground, and along the trail there are posts, and those posts hold pages of a picture book. And the library is using donations that were made in memory of the previous branch manager to purchase those books. And we're going to put a new book out at least every season. And families can walk along, read a page of the story, go on to the next post, read another page, and just have a nice story along with their walk in the woods. So there are also little free libraries out there that Lowe's built and donated. And so you can grab a book and read. Sit out there and read while your kids are on the playground. Or the kids can, if they're taking a break, they can grab a book and read. So it's really nice that this playground is more than just a playground. It's really like a big park, and there's all kinds of things to do. And I'm so happy that they have included some literacy components in it and allowed the library to really help in the planning of those.
It's interesting how sometimes a book can become a favorite plaything for a child, or, they take it with them, or they just always have it or something. It's something, It has more of a connection than just the pictures or the words in the book. There's something about either who's telling them the story or maybe who gave them the book, that type of a thing. There's always a connection that seems to
some kind of memory.
Yeah.
We're actually, one of the stories that will be read is a brand new book that just came out. It's by an Ohio author, Denise Fleming, and it's, I think of the exact title, but it goes along with like the house that Jack built. It's the nest that Robin built. And that's going to be read, and then we're also going to have a drawing to give away a copy of it, because we're hoping that this event will be a memorable event for a lot of these kids. And so then there'll be one lucky child will be able to own a copy of that book. So, and this is more than just a story time, too. We're having a sign language interpreter attend. The playground is an inclusive playground, and we want to go the extra mile and offer that for the kids, too.
gives them something to do out there. I always wonder, though, sometimes you put books out in the weather. How do they survive out there?
Well, those little free libraries were built last year in the fall. And we actually, our friends of the library are stocking the little free libraries with books. And they did put some books in the fall, and they're still in there. And I'm sure some are gone, hopefully been used. But through the winter, the books are there, and they're not wet. So we kept our fingers crossed, and all was good.
Those little libraries, they pop up. You never know when you'll find one. Wherever in
and
the
Lake County. They're sort of unique sometimes to the area that they're at. Sometimes they represent something within the city or that, or they just have different looks to them. But it's kind of like a leave a book, take a book kind of a thing.
Yes, absolutely.
Anything else coming up that you want to mention?
Yes. In May, and I know I won't be talking to you guys for a while, so I have to get this one in here. In May, we have our annual Teen Volunteer Night, Community Teen Volunteer Night at the library. And this is just an opportunity for teens and their parents to come out and find out ideas for volunteering in the summer. So we always had this, because we have a volunteer program at the library, and it's a pretty active one. And we, you know, let the high school and the middle school know every year that we have this and send kids over. They can find out how they can volunteer at the library during the summer. And then we expanded it to include other organizations. So I think this year we're going to have 7 organizations set up with the tables at the library. Then they'll each give a little, maybe 5-minute overview of what teens can do for their group during the summer, like Love Astray, let's see, Youth Challenge from Westlake, Parks and Rec, or the Lorain County Metro Parks. There's just a variety of groups that are coming in, and then the students and their parents can go around and maybe visit and maybe even pick up a volunteer form and get themselves set up. We found that just a lot of kids in this area are really looking for volunteer opportunities. You know, it helps with college applications and job applications, and so we've had no lack of interest in volunteering, so we want to help the kids find these opportunities.
Speaking of volunteering, and I still think this is kind of a neat thing, you had football players from Avon High School come and read
every year to kids. Every year. They'd probably do it more often if we invited them, but we make it an annual event. I think it's usually the incoming seniors that come. They wear their jerseys. They come to the library. And the younger kids who are learning how to read to the football players.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's actually a opportunity for the kids to actually get reading practice. They get about 20 minutes of reading practice in, reading to their football hero. And then they play some games, and it's just fun. It's fun, and the football players sign little footballs for the kids to take home, and everybody's happy. So it's a real good way to give the football players an opportunity to give back to their community. And then it's an opportunity for the kids to have a really, really positive reading experience.
Do the young ones look up to the older ones?
Yes.
And do the older ones, are they kind of maybe in awe a little bit that, you know, how these kids look at them?
Yeah, I think they are. They enjoy it. I think it surprises them. It's like all of a sudden, you know, these big, tough football players just become somebody's sweet big brother for a while.
Well, you mentioned about being fun, and I guess that's what you try to do at the library, is making reading fun, coming to the library, that experience looking for books or magazines or other things, or maybe there's a community room that people come to as well. So,
do you have a miniature golf event coming up anytime soon?
That's another annual event. There are so many things we could do at the library.
I'm just amazed that you can do that at the library.
We have to space them out.
Sure.
Mini golf happens every year in December around the holidays. This year we're incorporating it into our family Grinch Day that we have every year. So we're kind of combining the two this year. And so later in December, long way from now when the weather's like this again, We're going to be we'll have mini golf.
What books are on display when I come into the library now? What theme are you putting there? Is there anything related to springtime, or is it Easter, or is it Women's History Month, or is it?
A lot of times, what we do is we highlight books related to some of the upcoming programs that we have. So I think right when you walk in, there's a table that advertises our coding club, and there's you know, Python for beginners and Scratch coding projects and things like that. So, and I also know there's our adult art show that our friends put on every year is going on right now. So I think there's a display of art books.
Okay.
So, and speaking of art, we have, and the talent at the library, we have one of our associates is an artist, and she has some pieces in the art show right now, and she does a lot. She does our story times, and she also does a lot of art programs for the kids. She's doing in April a watercolor flowers program for, I think, elementary, kindergarten through elementary age. So a lot of interesting things going on. I think that people would be really surprised if they really sit down and look at the calendar, just the variety of things and the things that we really can do because of the talent that's at the library right now.
And we've learned with the Lorain Public Library System, all the different communities have sort of a unique library that fits in their community, either responsive to it, or just a unique library that, as you say, has certain talent within it that is able to provide for the community. If people want to find out more about all these events, where's a good place to get the details on that?
There's two best places. One would be to go to our website, lorainepubliclibrary.org, to events, select Avon, and you can see a chronological list of all of our events. And those that require registration, you would just click into the event, and there would be a registration button there. The other best way is to just simply call the Avon Branch Library at 934-4743 and ask our staff, and we would be more than happy to run through a list of programs, or you tell us what you're looking for and we can share what programs are coming up for the particular age group.
Sounds good. Well, Donna Kelly Sprinkle, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
This morning and sharing all the things that are going on at the library. Grossology. She says it's for the young ones, though, Craig. I don't know if we can get into that, but, you know, you can still come in and see some of the different things that are going on there as well. So lots of things happening at the library. Again, Donna, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
We've got... That's